We've all got a story to share. Kevin, what's your story today?
Oh, I think Steve should go first today.
I can go first if you're not ready.
I am ready.
You don't have a fast food story to do or something?
Little dig.
Taco Bell is offering tacos next week or something like that?
You're taking a lot of shots at me today, Steve.
I'm sorry. I'm just
Monday after a long weekend. Give me a break. All right?
Mary, you really have been bugging me today.
What did I do? I've been really quiet today.
Move away from Kevin, that's all.
Thinking my own thoughts.
So pickles seem to be having a moment. Have you guys noticed that?
Pickles?
I don't know, but I've bought more pickles in the past few months than I have in my entire life.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So we're at the Deerfield Farmers Market last Saturday, and you know they've got now pickle tents.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and Hampton sells a pickle juice.
I like that stuff.
There was a ball player in the field, one of the baseball games, where they brought him out pickle juice over the weekend.
Yeah.
Was he in a pickle?
I played guy I played football with at halftime during games, he would drink pickle juice.
Even back then?
That was way back in my day.
Wow, how about that? Well, it just seems like pickles are... Do you have a favorite pickle, Kevin? Do you have time before while you're looking up your story?
I have a story. I don't like an overly sweet pickle. I like more of a...
A spear or a hole? Or a chip?
Give me a spear.
Lisa,
but when they're fried, chip form.
You go get Nathan's horseradish pickles. They're in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. Those are the best, hands down.
Horseradish pickles.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
They're good. They're so good.
I think there's a local pickle company. That's why we're seeing it so much. Mary, do you have a favorite pickle? Maybe a gherkin?
I like the bread and butter pickles.
You're not dill? I would think of you as dill.
Why?
Well,
says you're sour.
Oh, I didn't think of that part, Lisa, but that makes some sense, too.
A big pickle person.
Anyway, in Pittsburgh...
What is the point of the pickle story?
Pittsburgh right now, they are running their festival, Picklesburg.
Pickle what?
Picklesburg. So you get it? It's like Pittsburgh, but it's Picklesburg because, I mean, let's face it, to have a Pittsburgh just wouldn't be very entertaining. I mean, maybe to some, but for most of us, it would be kind of a turnoff. Did anyone catch what I just said?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. I'm in a pickle now, offering a wide array of pickle-themed food, beverages, merchandise from nearly two dozen downtown businesses. So it's the 10th annual Picklesburg Festival, and it runs through Sunday.
Have you ever made your own pickles?
My mom used to make her own pickles all the time.
I make them when I was a kid. I'm growing.
So
I got my first little cucumbers and my first tomatoes.
Canning will commence. We got the cukes coming. But, yeah, the dill, you know, the homemade dill pickles, it's not quite as easy to get the crisp crunch, or at least it wasn't back then.
So funny. My mom always said that, too. You can't make them crunchy.
My mom also made her own ketchup when I was a little kid.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Not really. If you tried it, you'd know it wasn't.
Just tomatoes and water.
Wasn't impressive that much, but...
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, talking about being in a pickle, this tennis star was in a pickle over the weekend. Kevin, did you see the story of the tennis player at Wimbledon?
Yes.
That got her... This is why you don't wear big jewelry when you're doing a sport.
Oh, no, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, so, oh gosh, what's her name? Daria Kasatkina? Kasatkina? Mm-hmm. She's Australian and Russian, I guess. She was playing Ludmila Samsonova. And she got her shirt stuck in her earring while she was hitting it. And I don't know what happened to her arm, but it was kind of stuck. She was wearing one of these big polo shirts. She wasn't wearing, like, the cute little tennis skirt outfit type of thing.
Kevin, just as a note, you could never say cute little tennis skirt outfit. Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
No.
Exactly. She didn't have one of those on. She had this big oversized shirt. I don't know why. But anyway, her shirt got stuck in her earring. And she lost the shot. She ended up losing the match as well. But yeah, talk about a big wardrobe malfunction there. But she'll never wear that shirt again or the earrings.
What's your story, Kevin?
Have you guys finished the bear yet, Steve?
Yep.
No.
You did, Mary?
Yes, I did.
Can we talk about it yet? I mean, it's been out.
Well, obviously not, because these guys haven't finished it.
I've got to say, too, Sharon was listening when I said she wasn't as into it.
Yeah.
I was corrected. She's into it. So I apologize.
It takes a couple episodes of this one.
I'm all about the stick.
I love the way it's shot, and I love the music and just the overall look of the show.
The music
but
is great.
This was a topic among my family yesterday. Half the family seemed to not like it at all, and the other half did. And I loved it. What did you think, Mary?
I ended up loving it, but the beginning was slow. I loved a few of the episodes a lot and a few of the scenes within the episodes, but some of them I thought were too drawn out and the dialogue was too deep and weird.
That's
and didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Deep and weird.
Deep and weird. I'm like, just get to the point. And why do they always have to argue and yell when they have a discussion?
You've seen it before, right?
Are. Yeah, I know that's what they are. But it's just, even the people that are not in their circle do it.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. Why do they have to speak English?
Well, they kind of don't. But yeah, I actually, overall, I did like the season.
I might catch up tonight, Kevin.
Yeah,
I mean, we had
should.
22 guests in our house spending the night for three nights. We had 11 guests outside of the house.
Did you know any of these people, or did you just like put a sign out and come on in?
Family and friends. I think seven different states. And so I am absolutely exhausted. And I think after the show, I will just sit down and watch all the Bear episodes until I fall asleep.
There we go.
Which episode am I going to like the most?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
The wedding one.
Oh, is this the scene that was outside of the church in Chicago?
It's kind of wedding related.
The thing we didn't know was a wedding?
Yep.
Wow.
But it wasn't really
That's
a wedding.
Right, last week.
Was it, Kevin?
You just got to watch the show.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's the dill pickle we come to know and love.
It's probably the middle one. I don't remember which episode it
was. Oh,
I've
you know which one is?
One and two. That's all I've seen.
I'm not going to say what happens, but there's a scene involving, it's a good chunk of the episode, of Jamie Lee Curtis and Jeremy Allen White.
That's good, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That was okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to spoil that. Tell them what happens, Mary?
Why?
I was just kidding.
No. I would have. I almost did.
Yeah. That's a good scene. I can't remember off the top of my head which episode it is, but that's a good.
I think it's towards the end.
Yeah. It's definitely the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Someone said The Bear was excellent. Last episode was everything. Dave Benjamin, our friend at Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project, got all uptight at Steve saying, it's fish, not the fish. Well, I know. It's Jewel and not the Jewel, but sometimes we just like to have fun.
Let's go with the flow, friends.
Yeah, and then you said, I know, and he goes, great, then you can take me to the show. Dave, be nice.
Dave's
be
on
nice.
Edge. It's a big week for
Did
him right
now. He texted
now.
Earlier about the chicken bone, too?
No, different person. All right, Steve's news coming up next.